Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Raldia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today also we are going to discuss a very important issue, and that is how to manage the free time of our teenagers. This is a very, very important issue. I think almost every single parent have this issue, yeah?
Yeah,
as
yeah.
We are having since a couple of years.
Exactly. And especially nowadays, because, you know, in olden ages, sometimes when I see some movies and some history that, you know, parents, especially father, used to work with the son of the family, and girls are working with mother, and, you know, they were engaged with the parents. But nowadays, because of the big gap, yeah, in this digital generation, they don't come and mingle with you very easily. So therefore, after their school and their whatever projects they have so much time, weekends and holidays, and we don't know what to do with them.
Like in our Masumin's era, yeah, they didn't have this much free time because it was very hard for them to have comfortable life. It was very tough because all the children and parents, they would work together hard. You know, even teenagers, they would work with their parents in the fields or whatever work they were doing. That's why they didn't have this much time.
Yeah.
But unfortunately or fortunately, nowadays everybody is earning enough and they have a lot of time to spend, and sometimes they don't know how to spend the time, you know.
Exactly.
Despite all these, you know, social media, television channels, all these entertainments, but still sometimes they don't know how to spend time.
Yeah.
And especially our teenagers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, if we don't manage this free time, sometimes it can, you know, cause so many problems in them.
And I love this hadith which says that on the day of judgment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to ask, for example, about wealth, you know, like about your age, about your time. But look at the way Allah is asking. Allah is saying, what you have done, yeah, with your this age and with your life, number one. Then separately, Allah is going to ask about the youth age. That, for example, if you were 70 years old, what you have done in 70? And then what you have done from teens till, for example, 30, which is your youth age.
Peak age.
Yeah, peak age. So special question is about that period of life, which was full of, you know, skills and full of talent and full of energy. So we should be very, very careful about this period of the life. Yes.
Yeah, if we are not cautious about these things, in future we will feel regret, definitely. So We will take a short break. Inshallah, after break, we will come back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So we have to give them guidelines and we have to manage their free time. And especially parents, both, they should sit together and they have to manage such a, you know, timetable that youth should enjoy also, and he should be busy.
Exactly. Very productively, positively. And I love the way Luqman Hakim, very, very great personality, he would give so many advices to his son. And also Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the way he's talking to his young son, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that, you know, look at me as a father. I'm in my, you know, age of, I'm an adult person. Yeah, maybe. After a few years, I'll go from this world. So take some ibrah and some lessons from my life. So we as a parents, we are a big lesson for our teenagers, that look at us, you know, what we have done and how age is just running and time is, you know, flying. So you should be very careful about your this time and age. So you know, because according to hadith, youth age is like masti, like a time of negligence. Like how when we drink alcohol or wine, you know, your mind maybe, you know, doesn't work.
Yeah, it becomes, I think, some very, very comfortable they feel and they don't think about the...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
anything.
The same way, even youth age, you know, like if you have so much wealth or so much fame or so much, you know, like facilities, and your youth age itself is diverting you from your purpose of life. So we as a parents, we will stand there to help, to protect, to inform, you know, to guide, to give some direction to our youth age.
And our youth, especially when they feel that this is something entertaining, and definitely then they will come to us.
Yeah, yeah.
The most important thing for our youth and teenagers is entertainment. If they feel that this activity will entertain them, definitely they will come with us. But if they say it's boring, then it's very hard for us to bring them in this.
Because day by day, the level of concentration is, you know, decreasing.
Yeah, it's distracting.
Because the screen life is, you know, always keep changing. So they want something new and refreshing and very entertainment. It's not like before, black and white and just, you know, our youth, and we were in the youth age, teenage. So we were just, you know, very comfortable with little facilities.
Yeah,
but nowadays,
a
their
lot
demand,
of choices, yeah,
yeah, their demand
Even
is so
sometimes
high.
We watch a movie in a low quality, they can't sit with us and see. They say, Baba, what you are watching?
Exactly.
Because we don't care about this, you know, HD quality, ultra HD quality. You know, when we see, we can see at the screen, that is enough for us. But our kids, they are very sensitive because of this age, because of the facilities they are getting.
Yes.
So this is very important for parents to give them good entertainment. Dear listeners, let's take a short break. We will come back after the break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the best among you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it.
يا مقي الخيرات يا مقي الخيرات.
Dear listeners, welcome back. I just was reading a hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salam, where he says, اجعلوا لأنفسكم حظا من الدنيا بإعطائها ما تشتهي من الحلال. Give yourself some time, a portion from this world, بإعطائها ما تشتهي من الحلال. Whatever your bodies, your soul, your nafs wants, give them, but min al halal, halal entertainment.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we as religious family or religious parents, we are very sensitive about entertainment. We say this is not allowed, we should not laugh, we should not waste our time. Especially when we come to advice to our teenagers, we do exaggerations sometimes. And we should be very, very cautious about this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Because when it comes to religion, sometimes we will become very extremist in that sense that we don't see the way. Even Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, sometimes they are more lenient and we are more strict, towards our children. And I remember one hadith says that if you don't divide your days into certain areas, for example, one is for just worshiping Allah, one is for taking care of others, one is to fulfill your duties, and one is for halal entertainment. And then Imam says, if you don't have enough and quality halal entertainment, then it will affect on your other part of the life, rest of the, portion of the life. For example, then you will not be a good servant. You can't worship nicely. You can't fulfill your duties nicely, So if you want to really be loyalful towards your duties, then you have to have amazing halal entertainment time in your day-to-day life.
Because if you are fresh, then you can serve your mu'mineen, brothers and sisters. Then you can do good ibadat. As Imam Ridha alayhi salam, the same hadith says, اجتهدوا أن يكون زمانكم أربع ساعات.
Yeah.
Some ayma, they have divided to, I think sometimes six times and sometimes five. But Imam Ridha says, divide your time into four parts. Sa'atun lillahi lilmunajat.
Exactly.
One part of time, your time should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. Wa sa'atun li amri al-ma'ash. Portion of your life should be specified for your earnings, for your office time, for your duty time. وَسَاعَةٌ لِلْمُعَاشِرَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ الثِّقَاتِ. Trustworthy brothers and sisters.
Friendship, especially, and chit-chat with your, colleagues or your, relatives, class fellows. So nice.
And Islam always emphasized to meet them face by face, not only on social media,
Exactly.
On WhatsApp or
Facebook. So Imam Radha alayhi salam is advising us that, our teenagers, it's nice for them to call their friends in their house, or just if they want to go and have any picnic with their friends, So we, as a parents, we have to allow them, we have to be very thankful to Allah that, he's going with his good friends, and he's having a very nice friend circle.
Even parents should encourage. They should facilitate them. They should tell them to make a circle, once a week, twice a week, or maybe once in 10 days.
Yeah.
They should get together and spend their time in a park or wherever they do. And the last part of your time, this is very important. وَسَاعَةٌ تُخَلُّونَ فِيهَا لِلَذَّاتِكُمْ. And spare a part of your time for your entertainment, for your pleasure. And he continues, Imam continues, وَبِهَذِهِ السَّاعَةِ تَقْدِرُونَ عَلَى السَّاعَاتِ الثَّلَاثِ. Why this part is very important? Imam says, if you entertain yourself and refresh yourself, then you will be able to do ibadah, you will be able to have, you know, nice gatherings with a fresh face,
exactly,
with your friends, and then you can do your work also very nicely. You can do your duties, you can fulfill your duties. So in this hadith, Imam alayhi salam gives us a very golden guideline how to spend our time. And from this we can learn that we should manage our teenagers' time also. We should give enough time for their entertainment. Then definitely if they are nicely entertained, they can do their homeworks, they can do their duties, they can help in our house. All these duties they can fulfill.
Inshallah.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.